Science since the earliest times, since the times of the ancient Greek, has existed in creative tension with religion. Maybe the current debates would exist at a higher plane if people understood the theory of evolution. I think science is part of society, and society influences science. Science does have a reality as a sort of fall back on, but the reality is always perceived through humans. The Enlightenment certainly brought to Western society a sense of progress and that change was good. And evolution presupposes the idea of change and that change is good and change is leading somewhere. It truly is remarkable how quickly the idea of evolution replaced the idea of special creation in Western science. He decides on a strategic level not even to mention that in Origin of the Species. Just solely talk about plants and animals, never mention humans, one way or the other. He found what became known as Java Man, the first proto-human remain ever found. It's now called Homo erectus, but he called it Pithecanthropus. Once you get an idea of how Mendelian genetics works, then you can figure out which of these evolutionary theories can actually begin to produce change. You can go back and see how the Nazis treated each country when they took over based on where they are in Haeckel's trees. People bring their own pre-existing ideas, their own biases, their own views to a doctrine, whether it's a religious doctrine or a scientific doctrine, and then it's ripe for use and abuse. All ideas evolve over time, and evolution is an evolving idea. What I tend to find, though, when I go around and speak, is that many people don't even understand the theory of evolution. To the extent they understand it at all, it's way back in Darwin's idea. Cultural opposition to evolution historically was a reluctance to accept change. I deeply believe that all students should understand the idea. What they want to do with it then is their decision.